Hey everyone, welcome to the iInstitute podcast. I'm your host, Yu Payne. Today we're going to be talking about SWOT analysis and why it's so important for businesses when it comes to strategic decision making. So let's start with the basics. SWOT stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. It's essentially a way for companies to take a good, hard look at themselves and figure out where they stand in the market. Now, you might be thinking, why bother with all this analysis stuff? Well, lemon, tell ya, it's crucial. See, businesses these days are operating in a crazy competitive environment. Things are always changing, and if you want to survive, you got to be able to adapt. That's where SWOT comes in. It helps you identify your internal capabilities and external challenges so you can come up with strategies that actually work. Let's break it down a bit more. Strengths are basically the things your company is really good at. Maybe you've got a killer product or a super loyal customer base. Weaknesses, on the other hand, are areas where you could improve. This could be anything from outdated technology to a lack of brand recognition. Then you've got opportunities and threats, which are external factors. Opportunities are chances for your business to grow or improve, like a new market opening up or a shift in consumer preferences. Threats are the obstacles that could potentially harm your company, like new competitors entering the scene or changes in regulations. So how do you actually go about conducting a SWOT analysis? Well, first off, you got to prepare. This means getting all your ducks in a row, collecting data, involving the right people, and making sure everyone's on the same page about the objectives. Once you're ready to roll, you split your team up into smaller groups, and each group tackles one of the four areas: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, or threats. They brainstorm and jot down everything they can think of related to their category. Then everyone comes back together to consolidate their findings and look for any overlaps or connections. The key to a really effective SWOT analysis is honesty and objectivity. You got to be willing to take a hard look at your company, warts and all. It also helps to have a diverse team so you can get a wide range of perspectives. But the real magic happens when you take the results of your SWOT analysis and turn them into actual strategies. This is where you prioritize the elements you've identified based on their strategic importance and potential impact. You might come up with a plan to capitalize on a big opportunity while also addressing a weakness that could hold you back. The beauty of SWOT is that it keeps you proactive. Instead of just reacting to things as they happen, you're anticipating challenges and opportunities and figuring out how to navigate them. It's like having a strategic roadmap for your business. And trust me, plenty of successful companies swear by SWOT. Take a big coffee chain, for example. They might use SWOT to identify an opportunity to expand in a market with a growing cafe culture, while also realizing they need to diversify their food options to stay competitive. Or a tech company facing stiff competition might double down on their user-friendly interface as a key strength to set them apart. At the end of the day, SWOT analysis is a powerful tool for any business looking to succeed in today's fast-paced market. It helps you stay self-aware, adaptable, and strategic. And in a world that's constantly throwing curveballs, that's worth its weight in gold. So if you're not already using SWOT, I highly recommend giving it a shot. It might just be the key to unlocking your company's full potential. All right, folks, that's all for today. Thanks for tuning into the iInstitute podcast. Until next time, I'm Yu Payne, signing off.